available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Creation. All by yourself. Because you are. That's just about, that's where it starts. But so often we're heaped upon with all this stuff from the world where it's based upon your performance. How well you performed. How many you running on a Sunday morning? What the offerings look like? What job you work? Kind of car you drive? Kind of bag is that? Nothing wrong with nice quality stuff, but that don't define you. That doesn't affirm you. Let me tell you something. Prostitutes got better bags. Drug dealers drive the what? Ferraris, Rolls Royces. Amen. So what? Amen. 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 What affirms us is the Father. And some of us have lost that voice, that affirmation. And so we're struggling. You get into the rat race. And you try to convince people, have nothing to do with your destiny. Trying to impress people that won't ever see you again in their life. All this stuff, you've lost. Tell somebody, you got to find you again. The authentic you. The real you. The one that God didn't make another one. Come on, He didn't make another you. That's why you got to become your best friend. That's why you got to know you. That's the reason why some people don't like to be alone, because they don't like themselves. They're scared of themselves. Try it. Try to get alone for half an hour by yourself. No music. No TV. No phone. No nothing. Just you. My people said, no. Not yet. Watch this. You'll find something. Or someone try to drag you away from. Because you get in touch with the real you that's down in there, that wants to get out of there. Amen? So the kingdom of God has come without observation. It's come without observation. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. Now, we establish the fact that in Revelation 1:60, the Lord has made us to be kings. Is that right? He's made us to be kings and priests. Let me just establish this too. The adversary that we have in this world is a prince. He's known as a prince. The prince in Ephesians 2 and 2, the prince of the power of the air. The prince, he runs this system, this dark, broken system. But he's a prince. He's not a king. We've been made to be kings. We were the ones authorized and given authority in the earth. Are you with me? This is so simple, some will miss it. It's so simple, but it must be applied. It's applicable. You must begin to walk in this type of mindset. It's not arrogance. It's not. It's kingdom authority. Amen. And if you don't have that type of a mindset, you'll never really walk in a measure of authority to confront the other kingdoms of this world. You'll just be like, well, whatever. No, you have authority. You've been authorized. Heaven backs you. All of heaven backs you. Meantime, heaven is waiting for you. Angels are waiting for you. Amen. To give them the go ahead. I started by saying there's a time coming. The light's going to shine. This is why you got to get in alignment. You got to get your mind in alignment with who you are so God can fully use you. Look at Mark chapter 16, those verses I said. These signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow what? Who? They have to do what? In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. I started by saying there's a government. When miracles, when things like that happen, there's another government that comes in and starts to interfere. You carry that government. People won't like you, not necessarily because you're not likable. There's some folk ain't likable. I don't know any. Many people have a really good personality and very likable, but people don't like you. And you know why? It's because of what you carry. You better understand this. So that you're not trying, you know, going out of your way trying to fit in because you're not popular. Amen. Or well liked. Now if it's a personality flaw, take it to God. Let God work on it. You know, get healed of it, get mended, get whole. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you have a good personality, very likable person, but people just cut you off. Because it's what you carry. You carry a kingdom. You got to know that.
Amen.
I said you got to know that. So that you can be strong yourself. I don't have to be strong because people affirm me. I got to know who I serve and what it is I carry and my assignment. Don't let people get you off your assignment. Sometimes well-meaning people, they fear for you. Don't fear for me. They fear for you and they put you in a box because they're afraid of the greatness that you carry.
Amen.
Let them children be great.
Amen.
Amen. I said, let them be great. Stop cutting things off because your experience and your perspective is very limited.
Amen. Amen.
You hadn't been there, so nobody else can go there.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Huh? Amen. You had never experienced that. But that don't mean somebody else is not going to.
Amen.
Let's not be those crabs in a barrel. Let's get behind one another because there's a kingdom in you. And God is all about increase. Increase. Somebody say increase again.
Increase.
Say it again. Increase again.
Increase.
Say it again. Increase again.
Increase.
He's all about increase. This has nothing to do with greed. There are greedy people. Everything that God does, the devil he tries to emulate it.
Amen.
That's why the Romans had that type of exercise, that type of authority. It was the devil operating that supremacy during that time.
Amen.
But God had the real. He brought the real kingdom in.
Amen.
and said, what the devil has meant for evil, I'm going to use it for good to train my people so they can see how this thing operates. So everything the devil does or means for evil, know for a fact that God will work it together for your good. But you got to know that. And it may be a time where you go through some pressure, where you don't have all the answers in that. That's when you learn to wait on him and trust him and submit to him. He'll make you to know everything you need to know. But you got to believe him and trust him. These signs shall follow. That's that other government that wants to come through you. That's the government of heaven that has come without observation, that wants to flow through you into this world. Go to Genesis chapter 2 for a moment. And verse 10. We read these the other night. I want to read them again. And a river went out of Eden. Remember? Eden, the delightful place. Eden, the atmosphere of heaven that was brought to the earth. The atmosphere of heaven that was brought to the earth. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. God planted a garden eastward in Eden and put the man in the garden. And the garden was in the atmosphere of Eden. And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Four rivers flowed out of Eden. The first was Pison. The second was Havilah. The first was Pison. The second was Gihon. The third was Hiddekel. And the fourth was Euphrates. I looked those words up, and it's interesting what those words mean. That was the river that broke off into four different tributaries and flowed out of Eden. Now, the reason they flowed out of Eden, Adam was given the mandate to extend the garden, increase the garden.
Amen. Amen.
I've given you what you need. Now take what you have and extend this atmosphere. Extend it until the whole earth Amen. Is filled with the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
As the waters cover the sea. Right? This has always been God's mandate. Increase. That's what a kingdom is all about. Conquering and increase. Subduing other kingdoms. Now we know the world is full of other kingdoms.
Amen.
Kingdoms of darkness.
Amen.
Demonic strongholds. But like Adam, the rivers, the four rivers flowed out of the presence into the world. And we know today that cities are usually built around water.
Amen.
If you're going to establish anything of significance, it's usually a lake, the sea, some type of tributary. Well, these four went out, and Adam was to build or to extend the atmosphere of Eden and the garden throughout the whole earth, but these rivers went out first. Are you following?
Amen.
We read in John chapter 7, verse 38, again, that word believe, he that believes on me,
Amen.
Right? This is simple, but I don't want you to think it's too simple because a lot of us get it in our head and it's just information. Let it get in your heart.
Amen.
So it can transform you.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.